Item 12, community programs.
Mr. Mayor, there are no community program reports.
Thank you, Mr. CEO. Item 13, corporate services. 13.1, investment policy, 2016 review. Do I have a mover?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Move that the recommendation be adopted.
Thank you, Councillor Griffith-Christopoulos. Do I have a seconder? Councillor Kleinert. Councillor Griffith-Christopoulos.
Nothing to add, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you. Councillor Kleinert. Thank you. Do I have a speaker against? I'll put the motion, those four. Against? Carried. 13.2, 8 to 10 Montgomery Street, Doncaster East, notice of intention to sell post statutory advertising. Do I have a mover?
Mr. Mayor, I wish to disclose that I have a conflict of interest in this item, being an indirect interest of conflicting duty, close association, and I'll be leaving the meeting room for the duration of the discussion of this matter.
Thank you, Councillor O'Brien. Do I have a mover for this item? Councillor Haynes.
I move that the recommendation be adopted.
Thank you. Do I have a seconder? Councillor Galvany. Councillor Haynes.
I have very little to say on this. It's fairly much in the detail and it's been going on for years. We've been discussing this with public and I'm looking forward to some sorting out of the property behind that shopping centre. And part of that is for us to be able to notice of intention to sell. So I am hoping that all my fellow councillors support this so we can help the benefit of that shopping centre and all the properties around. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor. Councillor Galvin. Thank you. Do I have a speaker against the motion? I'll put the motion, those four. Against? Carried. Thank you. Item 13.3, 25B Mourner Road, Doncaster East, sale of part drainage reserve. Do I have a mover?
Back into it, Mr. Mayor. I'll move that.
Thank you, Councillor O'Brien. Do I have a seconder? Councillor Haynes.
Nothing O'Brien. To add, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Haynes. Do I have a speaker against? I'll put the motion, those four. Against? Carried. Item 13.4, 11 Hepburn Road, Doncaster, property acquisition. Do I have a mover?
I'll move that one, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor O'Brien. Do I have a seconder? Councillor Haynes. Councillor O'Brien.
Nothing to add, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you. Councillor Haynes.
Nothing.
Thank you. Do I have a speaker against? I'll put the motion, those four. Against?
Sorry, I need to do
four. That's okay. Thank you, Councillor Downey. Against? Carry. Ladies and gentlemen, I would like to remind you that we'll be clearing the questions box shortly. Please submit any questions you may have in the next few minutes. I would also stress that I will deal with a maximum of two questions per person. If you have any more than two questions, please submit these additional questions in writing to the Council through the normal channels. Item 14, Chief Executive Officer. 14.1, Strategic Risk Register Report to Council, 6-month period ending 30 June 2016. Do I have a mover?
That the recommendation be adopted.
Thank you, Councillor Kleinert. Do I have a seconder? Councillor Griffith-Christopoulos. Councillor Kleinert. Thank you, Councillor Griffith.
Nothing to add, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you. Do I have a speaker against? Those four. Against? Carry. Item 14.2, Delegations Update, July 2016, Instrument of Delegation S6. Do I have a mover?
I move that the recommendation be adopted.
Thank you. Thank you, Councillor Galvely. Do I have a seconder? Councillor Griffith-Christopoulos. Councillor Galvely.
Nothing to add.
Thank you, Councillor Griffith-Christopoulos.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Look, this is just an update of the 6-monthly Delegations update, and I just request that the councillors adopt the recommendation.
Thank you, Councillor. Do I have a speaker against? I'll put the motion, those four. Against? Carried. Item 14.3, documents for sealing, 26 July 2016. Do I have a mover?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I move that the recommendation be adopted.
Thank you, Councillor Griffith Christopoulos.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. The recommendation be adopted with the addition of the following agreements: the Council Telecommunications Lease Vodafone and Council and Vodafone Network Proprietary Limited, Part 139 to 153 Williamson's Road, Dimmelstone Lower. The Transfer of Land, Section 45 of the Transfer of Land Act 1958. The acquisition of Tyndall's Road Network Improvements, Council and ZJ Zao and F. Yee, Lot R1 on Planum Subdivision PS713739R, Part 154 Tyndall's Road, Donvale, and the Transfer of Land, Section 45 of the Transfer of Land Act 1958, acquisition of Tyndall's Road Network Improvements, Council and Mr. K. Shepherd, Lot Number R2 on Plan of Subdivision PS713739R, Part 162, Tyndall's Road, Donvale.
Thank you, Councillor. Do I have a seconder? Councillor Downing. Councillor Griffith Christopoulos.
Nothing further to add, Mr. Mayor.
Councillor Downing, thank you. Do I have a speaker against? I'll put the motion. Those four. Against? Carried. Item 14.4, Record of Assembly of Councillors, July 2016. Do I have a mover? Councillor Haynes.
I move that the recommendation be adopted.
Thank you. Do I have a seconder? Councillor Kleinert. Councillor Haynes.
Nothing to add.
Thank you. Councillor Kleinert. Do I have a speaker against? I'll put the motion. Those four. Against? Carried. Item 15, Urgent Business Reports. Item 15.1, the Greater Warrandyte Fireball Committee. Do I have a mover?
I'd like to move.
Councillor Galbally.
That the Chief Executive Officer allocate funding to the Greater Warrandyte Fireball Committee to assist it in meeting a budget shortfall of $7,000 due to the venue organiser, who is Park Hyatt, their requirement that their stage and sound contractor be used for the event.
Thank you, Councillor. Do I have a seconder?
I'll second that one, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor O'Brien. Councillor Galbally.
The CEO, Warwick, and I both received a letter of request from the committee asking if we could assist in them to be able to sort of meet this requirement from Park Hyatt. It is an unforeseen expense. As you all may know, their first choice was to have the fireball in the same place it had it 2 years ago, where they raised $87,000 for our CFAs at Olivenia, but through no fault of councils and by state policy, they weren't allowed to have it there. They did have it lined up that the sound and stage was going to be a pro bono. It was going to be a local volunteer who was not going to charge them anything to accommodate the sound stage. And so, of course, when they had to find an alternate venue, they couldn't find one anywhere in Warrandyte, and they ended up there. And, of course, Park Hyatt have got their own contractors. So that was the unforeseen part of it. And I just thought it would be a good idea for us to sort of encourage the community in trying to be proactive in raising money for not only for our community in Manningham, but wherever CFA venture, because of course we all know CFA know no boundaries. They do not, not cross the road because, it's not within their precinct. So I see it as us, as a council, encouraging a community group who are proactively and well organised in raising such a large sum of money for the CFA, which is going to benefit all people. As we all know, the CFA don't only attend fires. They're usually the first person, first truck at any accident or any emergency event. I think it's in good stead for us to be doing this. It's a great investment. If it's, if the CEO can find it within the budget, and he can speak on that himself if councillors need it. And I think it's a goodwill gesture for council to be supporting this. So I ask you all to support it. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor. Councillor O'Brien.
I'll just echo that those words. Councillors, I think this is a great investment back into the local community. I think that we can and should be able to find that money, Mr. CEO, I hope. As has been put, the CFA are a essential bit of our infrastructure and our society. And I think leaving them $7,000 short, given that we couldn't have it at a venue that they prefer to have it at, and the Hyatt, for whatever reasons, have their own contractual obligations, is rather unfortunate. And I fully support the allocation of this money from our budget.
Thank you, Councillor. Do I have a speaker against?
I'd like to move an amendment.
Councillor Downing.
Do I have any saying that?
You will, yes.
Am I allowed to move it and speak to it? Mm-hmm. This is roughly written, and if officers want to make any suggestions, I'd be happy to receive it. Can I give a bit of background to why?
Firstly, if you could just give us your amendment, please, Councillor, okay, and then there'll be a chance to speak to it, because it'll need to be seconded.
That the CEO approach Nillumbik Council for assistance in funding this $7,000, which is to be given, and which is to be given directly to the CFA for purchasing of the slip-on truck.
Thank you, Councillor. Just giving them a chance. You got it. Do I have a seconder? There being no seconder, I'm afraid that lapses, Councillor.
Okay.
Just hang on a second. I'm happy to second that pro tem to allow the debate to happen.
Okay. Thank you. I think that it's only fair that we approach Nillumbik Council to contribute, because the funds raised from this event will also go to help the CFAs in North Warrandyte. I think it may be only North Warrandyte, but there is at least one CFA from Nillumbik which will benefit from this funding, so I see no reason why we can't approach Nillumbik for some funding. And I'd also, rather than give the $7,000 directly to the organisers, I'd like to see it go to the directly to the fund which they're raising to buy the slip-on. And that's my concern, that I'd like it to be an actual practical contribution to the purchase of the slip-on.
Thank you, Councillor. I'm not going to speak to it, so is there a speaker against?
Yeah, look, it actually misses the whole point of why we're actually looking at the 7,000 support to the community of not only Warrandyte, but what we're trying to do here by giving this $7,000, it's not to be seen as a direct donation to the CFA, although that is where the money is going to ultimately benefit. But that $7,000 is instrumental in the raising of $100,000, which council don't have to hand over. And it is to encourage and to enable our community group to work proactively and effectively to be masters of raising their own funds. To a higher level that our council, and I'm sure Nillumbik would be in a similar situation. The point is that the committee sent the letter to myself and to our CEO. If they have sent one also to Nillumbik, let it be up to Nillumbik to answer those questions. I'm thinking that, as I said before, CFA knows no boundaries. It doesn't matter if one of the CFAs that may benefit from this you know, $7,000, which is petty compared to the $100,000 that's going to come in, I don't understand why we would actually start looking at boundaries and who's going to pay for what. It becomes a bit petty. So I would support the fact that it is our decision to go for the $7,000 because we were asked for it. And if I don't think it's time or it's not timely to sort of play little games and about it. No, I don't mean that sort of game.
I object. I'm not playing games.
Thank you, Councillor.
May yes. I ask a question if you've finished?
Yep. Oh, I think I'll finish. I've been shut up.
So, Mr. Mayor, I just didn't know she'd finished.
She's finished. Time's up. So.
May I ask a question for the Mayor regarding this, because I'm a bit confused.
Okay. If you just give me a moment, and then you'll get your opportunity. Councillor, there isn't, I'm afraid, an opportunity for it to object, but I understand that what you're objecting to is the term, but as Councillor Galbally said, it wasn't intended as a personal observation. It was a comment on the content of the motion.
Mr. Mayor, the motion in my mind wants $7,000 to help the ball run and to raise $100,000 that I've just heard. So, Mr. Mayor, is it true that if this $7,000 didn't go to the running of the ball, that it's possible that that extra money would not be raised to help the CFA?
I understand your question, but I'm afraid we don't have enough knowledge of the operating model of the event to actually answer that question. And you know, the questions can only be asked of officers.
That's right. Okay, thank you.
Through you, Mayor, in terms of the information that was forwarded to both myself and Councillor Galbally, the organisers of the ball had run into an issue and they now have a shortfall, which is making it difficult for them to undertake the ball. So I'm unaware of the absolute detail of the business model. They're obviously approaching people now to bridge that gap, and they've approached us.
Thank you. That answers my question.
So, further question, Mr. Mayor. To the CEO, is that money required up front, or is that money required afterwards? After the ball, or before the ball?
Through you, Mayor. At this stage, we've just been asked to say that we would cover that money. Whether it starts at the beginning or the end, I don't quite know. I'd need to have that detail confirmed with the organisers. Okay. There are other aspects that I'd need to have confirmed as well.
Thank you, councillors. Is there a further speaker for the motion? In that case, I'll put the amendment. Those for? Those against? That's defeated. We now return to the substantive motion. And I think it's time to sum up, unless there are other speakers. Please.
I would just like to sort of stress here that this isn't just about giving money directly or indirectly to the CFA, although it isn't. It is probably one of the most needed emergency services hopefully we don't need, but we eventually someone's going to need them. But it is to encourage our communities to be more proactive in any of their ventures. With our rate cutting at where it's at the moment and our limitations as givers and donors of grants and monies to communities, that more and more community groups are going to have to stand up and start doing a bit more of fundraising and supporting their organisations and clubs and whatever. So this is a small token for Manningham to sort of show our residents that we care and that we want them to sort of stand up and do what they can as well. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor. I'll now put the motion. Those for? Those against? Carried.